We just need to be advocates for others and be very intentional when you're thinking about mentoring others or supporting others. How can you find someone that doesn't look like you, that doesn't have the same background as you or the same successes as you? How do we just really think more deliberately about the ways that we can support others?
This is the She Innovates podcast, and I'm your host, Michelle King. On our show, we share the challenges and triumphs of women in areas like innovation, technology, and entrepreneurship. So today, I've got the absolute pleasure of speaking with Elevate Network CEO, Christy Wallace. Elevate Network is a global professional women's network. It supports thousands of women with access to development programs, events, and career advice. Christy is leading Elevate's commitment to closing the gender achievement gap in business by tackling issues like unequal pay, the lack of women in leadership roles, and so many other unique challenges that all women face at work. Hi, Christy. Welcome to She Innovates. It's so great to have you on the show today. So look, I thought we'd get started by maybe getting you to share a little bit about your powerful community of women. You know, how is Elevate serving a diverse group of women from different backgrounds and different walks of life with different needs? Could you talk a little bit about that?
Elevate hosts over 1,000 events every year around the world, focused on things like mentoring to help women meet short-term goals, getting senior women together for issue processing and business development. We have events specifically about men as allies in the workplace and the struggles of women of color at work. We also have a lot of inspirational speakers and topics, panels, workshops for skills development, all aimed at helping women to get ahead. And our online platform has tons of resource guides, goal setting tools, as well as our squads program, which are groups of 6 to 8 women who meet on a weekly basis for 12 weeks to really help each other get ahead. We're focused on the power of diversity. We convene women from different geographies, industries, who are all committed to sharing their knowledge and expertise. We really believe in amplifying diverse voices, if it's through our articles, at our annual action summit, at our events, or in any way on social media. It's really about how can we get more voices out there in this conversation around equality. We have an Elevate Her program for women who are unable to afford the cost of membership. If they are working in nonprofits, in career transition, or lower socioeconomic status. So we don't want any woman to not be able to access Elevate Network.
I love that, Christy, that you guys are taking a diverse perspective to this whole issue, because often that gets forgotten, right? We treat women as sort of one homogenous group. But could you maybe share a little bit about what Elevate is specifically doing as an organization to achieve that kind of diversity?
Internally, Elevate has our values and guiding principles. Diversity is a core one to that. And I think about that a lot when we are hiring and my team, because I want my team to reflect who our customers are. And I think that is such a critical component of business. And there's so much research that talks about how diverse teams lead to better innovation, to better customer service, to better returns. But at the core of it, you want to be hiring people that are your customers, that represent those customers, that have walked in their shoes and understand the pain points, the challenges, the opportunities. And so at Elevate, we really focus on how we can continue to be not just a diverse community, but an inclusive community that is building something powerful for all women, particularly for women that face a bigger uphill battle.
Women of color often face unique challenges in the workplace, resulting from being a double minority. Often these challenges can simply start with being the only one in the room. However, the barriers that women of color face are not widely talked about, and as a result, they're often overlooked in diversity and inclusion programs, which tend to treat women's initiatives with a one-size-fits-all approach. So Christy, could you maybe share in your own words, you know, how the challenge of advancing women at work is different for women of color?
There was a recent Harvard Business School study that really looked at, you know, if you have, say, white men in the workplace, and white men hold the majority of leadership positions from middle management through to CEO, they have their whiteness in common with white women. They have their maleness in common with men of color, but they have nothing in common with women of color. And so right there where we see those that are in positions of power and what connects them to the people within their organization, women of color are at a distinct disadvantage. On top of that, there's bias, conscious and unconscious, which can really hold all women, but particularly women of color, back. We've seen in the gender pay gap that women of color are far behind white women, and particularly far behind white men. So there's a lot of data, there's a lot of research that supports the biases that exist. Beyond that, there's lack of role models. It's lack of inspiration for who you want to emulate, who you want to be like. Just seeing someone else like you making it to the top, succeeding. And that's across the board. If you look in politics, if you're looking in major companies, if you're looking at entrepreneurs that are raising money, women of color are increasingly behind other cohort groups within those metrics. And that's something we have to change. So we have to talk about it more. We have to be very intentional about taking action, about supporting others, especially women of color.
And that's the key, right? So when it comes to these solutions, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. I mean, as a leader, how do you recognize that?
As a leader, I really embrace my vulnerability and that I don't fully understand what women of color face. And because of that, because I'm very aware of that, I take specific actions to try to understand so I can be a better advocate. I do the homework. I put the time in, you know, having conversations with my peers, with my friends, with my colleagues, researching. It's all very top of mind for me and women of color specifically, but there's many other underrepresented groups out there as well. And, you know, if we're thinking about women with disabilities, if we're thinking about socioeconomic, we're thinking about working moms and single working moms, if we're thinking about transgender, you know, or non-binary, I mean, there's so many touch points when women are held back because of who they are and because of the biases around that. And we all have them. I am sure I do. So I really try to be intentional and try to be as forward moving and forward thinking as I can about understanding what's holding women back and how I as a leader and Elevate as a company can remove those barriers.
So Christy, you know, what is Elevate specifically doing to address some of the unique challenges that women of color face?
We look a lot at our content and who's producing our content. You know, who are the thought leaders and experts that are leading webinars or submitting articles, speaking at our events? We specifically look at our events and want to ensure that all diverse voices are heard. So it's not a panel of just white women. It's not funny, but I mean, there's so many opportunities to just get women on panels in general. We see a lack of diversity on so many panels and thought leadership opportunities, but specifically in Elevate, we want to take that a step further, because we want to really be intentional and ensure that the voices that are represented, that we're amplifying, that we're getting out there, are reflective of all people. Our summit was a big part of that.
So Christy, you know, you mentioned the Elevate Summit earlier. Could you maybe share a little bit more about, you know, what the summit is and why you felt it's so important to host the summit?
We started our first Action Summit in 2017, and we'll have our second in June in 2018. It's June 21st, and if anyone wants to watch the live stream, please visit elevatenetwork.com to register. The live stream is free. And the summit's important to us because it's not about professional development. It's not about emerging industry trends, as some of the other conferences are about. Our conference is about action and social action, and how we take a stand and drive change. So we're convening representatives from transgender, LGBTQ, from women with disabilities, from different industries, from different functional areas, women from Native American to African American and beyond, We have women who are colonizing Mars. We have gymnasts. We have professional athletes. And we've created that whole diverse matrix because there's so many different experiences and perspectives that we want to bring to the table. We hope it's a tough conversation to have, because oftentimes these are, because we come at it from a place of understanding our situation and our identity and not necessarily understanding what others are going through or their perspectives. And so we bring all of that to the table, and we have a room full of change makers and a room full of women and men who are committed to seeing gender parity happen in their lifetime. And we're having these tough conversations. That's going to drive forth action. Because that's what this is about. The Elevate Action Summit is really around how do we leave that day knowing something that each of us can do.
So Christy, I mean, given your role at Elevate, you must see a lot of the best practices that are coming out. So, you know, what's your advice for organizations in terms of what they can do now? You know, how can they address the issue of gender equality in the workplace? How can they support women of color? You know, what is it that companies can start doing?
Companies can do a lot to really recognize the different issues that women face and to support women of color to advance. I think the first thing is just ask. That's key. Ask. Have conversations. Give a platform and an opportunity for the women in your company to have a voice. And I strongly encourage it's not asking the women in leadership, because they've moved past the barriers, right? Think about all the women that haven't. When we have companies that have, you know, roughly 50-50 women and men starting at entry-level positions, by senior management, that's 17% women. When you get into CEO, it's 3-4% women. So women are dropping out at every stage, and it happens probably that first promotion, that first manager that doesn't have the skills, the training, the insight, the knowledge to understand how to be a strong manager, how to remove bias from decisions, how to be inclusive and welcoming of all types of work styles, ethics, personalities. It's about being inclusive, but it's about providing your company with the tools to do that. So I would say first, companies ask. Talk to the women who have left. Talk to those that are not getting promoted and understand what they're facing and the challenges. Listen. I mean, listening is something that's so underrated. Go in without preconceived ideas about mentoring programs and professional development and high potential, but listen to what's actually happening and work with your community, with your employees to make change. Set specific benchmarks and goals, just like you would in your business. What are the KPIs? What does success look like? How do we really drive innovation to create the framework and the products or the mechanisms to reach that success? How do we be honest and vulnerable as leaders to really open up ourselves to hearing these tough conversations? But at the end of the day, we just have to start by asking and giving employees the chance to have that voice.
So, Christina, one of the challenges that is so important and often overlooked, right, is how we support women from different backgrounds in terms of their socioeconomic status. Because women might not be able to pay to come to your summit or join your network. So how do we make sure we don't leave any woman behind?
It matters a lot to Elevate. We actually have a whole program called Pay It Forward, where our senior women in our community are gifted a membership to give to a woman that they want to support, that they want to bring into the community. But in general, it's just incredibly important for us to think about how we give back to others. It's so much about support. I think about the people that have helped me in my career, personally and professionally. And particularly if we look at all marginalized people, how do we help them to succeed? How do we take our successes and bring that to more people? We just need to be advocates for others and be very intentional when you're thinking about mentoring others or supporting others. How can you find someone that doesn't look like you, that doesn't have the same background as you or the same successes as you? How do we just really think more deliberately about the ways that we can support others? I think the natural inclination is who do you have the rapport with, the relationship, someone who's likely very similar to you. And that makes sense. I think unconsciously that's what we are driven to. But if we stop and just set a goal for ourselves, no, I want to find someone who's not like me. and make sure I'm supporting her in what she needs, that can have such a huge impact on the ecosystem, on business, on seeing women really support each other and paying it forward.
So, Christy, as you might know, I always like to end this podcast with two to three things that our audience could start doing to support the woman in their life. So, you know, what's your thoughts on that? What's your advice for our audience?
When we're thinking about what steps women can take to support one another and just to understand the different challenges we face, just get outside of your comfort zone. Network with other people. And, you know, it's common to network within your industry or within your company, but, you know, there's just so many opportunities out there. Elevate is one of them, where you can step outside your comfort zone. You can talk to other people. You can understand others' experiences. If it's online networking, offline, whatever that looks like for you, I know it can be a time suck or time constraint, but it's a valuable, valuable investment in yourself and in others. And I would say just be intentional about stepping outside your comfort zone and getting to meet other people. And I think not only is that paying it forward and supporting others, but it'll have a transformational impact on you too.
It's so great to see that one of America's largest women's networks is taking such active steps to address the unique challenges that women of color experience in the workplace. My main message from this week's episode is that if we're tackling the issue of gender equality, we have to unpack the diverse perspectives of all women. Only then can we identify solutions that really work for everyone. So for those of you that might be interested in the Elevate Summit, it's called Mobilizing the Power of Women on June 21st, and you can actually join it from around the world. You just go online, sign up, and watch the live stream. So guys, we've got so many more exciting things coming up for She Innovates. We have amazing guests lined up. Soon we're going to be launching an incredible partnership, so please stay tuned for that. And also, if you're not already part of our social media community, join us on Instagram and LinkedIn. You know, I interact with a lot of you guys on there, and I really appreciate all the insights you've been sharing. So thanks so much for joining us today, and catch you all again next week.
She Innovates is produced by Human Group Media, a company that inspires people to do good through the power of audio storytelling. This podcast is made possible by SAP NextGen, an innovation platform that enables everyone, from individuals, companies, partners, and universities, to connect and innovate with purpose. In doing so, SAP NextGen supports the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals.